Clarity Act vote slips as Senate sets no Monday floor schedule. The Senate has no floor vote scheduled for the Clarity Act on Monday, according to a Cointelegraph report posted early on August 3, 2026. The absence of a slot on the calendar backs up earlier reporting that the crypto market structure bill is losing momentum in the upper chamber, with the August recess deadline pressing on lawmakers who still have not brought it to a vote. For a bill that supporters spent months positioning as the year's defining crypto legislation, a quiet Monday calendar is its own kind of signal. Floor time in the Senate is scarce and scheduled deliberately. When a priority bill does not appear on the agenda in the final days before a recess, it usually means the votes are not lined up or the leadership sees no path to passage this week. The recess clock is the real constraint. The Clarity Act is the House-passed framework meant to split oversight of digital assets between the SEC and the CFTC and to draw the line between what counts as a security and what counts as a commodity. It cleared the House earlier in the year, and the pressure since then has been on the Senate to act before the summer break. That deadline is not arbitrary. Senators head home for the August recess within days, and any bill not moved before then loses weeks of legislative oxygen. When they return, the calendar fills with appropriations fights and other priorities that tend to crowd out complex sector-specific bills. A missed window in early August can push a bill into the fall or later, and in an election-adjacent calendar, later often becomes next year. Reporting through late July described the same pattern from multiple angles. Lummis has said Democrats are stalling the bill to avoid a floor vote, and separate coverage noted the Senate had roughly 5 days to pass it before recess. The lack of a Monday vote does not close that window on its own, but it burns one of the few remaining days. A market already trading sideways, crypto prices are not reacting to the legislative delay, which fits the pattern of a stall rather than a surprise. Bitcoin was trading at 63,279 line as of August 3, 2026, down 0.4% on the day and about 3% on the week. Ether sat at 1865, also off 0.4% over 24 hours. The Fear and Greed Index read 35 in fear territory. Those are the numbers of a market waiting, not repricing. A clear yes or no on market structure legislation would likely move prices. An unscheduled Monday does neither. Traders have watched this bill inch forward and stall enough times that a missing calendar slot no longer counts as news to the tape. Rules that would touch how people actually spend market structure sounds abstract, but the Clarity Act's core question reaches everyday crypto use. The line between a security and a commodity determines which regulator sits over a token, what disclosures an issuer owes, and how exchanges and payment firms can list or route an asset. Those answers shape which tokens end up usable inside consumer products, including the crypto cards that convert digital assets into spending at the point of sale. Card issuers and the stablecoin rails many of them rely on operate more cautiously when the regulatory perimeter is undefined. A settled framework tends to widen the set of assets a U.S.-facing issuer will touch. An unsettled one keeps programs conservative. That is part of why stablecoin-denominated spending has become the safer default for card-serving American users, since dollar-pegged tokens sidestep much of the security versus commodity ambiguity the Clarity Act is meant to resolve. The SEC has signaled it will not wait indefinitely. Earlier reporting indicated the agency is prepared to set its own crypto rules if Congress stalls on the Clarity Act, which would hand rulemaking to a regulator rather than to statute. That path produces rules that a future administration or court can more easily unwind, the opposite of the durability legislation is supposed to provide. The path from here a missing Monday slot is not a defeat. Senate leadership can still add the bill to the floor schedule later in the week, and a deal could come together quickly if the holdouts move. But each day without a vote makes the pre-recess timeline tighter, and the reporting points toward a delay rather than an imminent breakthrough. The near-term tell will be the floor schedule for the rest of the week. If the Clarity Act appears there, the deadline pressure worked. If it does not, the most likely outcome is that the bill waits until senators return in the fall, with the SEC's independent rulemaking track becoming the more active story in the meantime.